The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful day. And I have to say that because I had a chance this morning to go out for my typical three-hour Sunday morning walk. It was amazing. And of course, I meet a lot of people on the trail because they're doing the same thing, some for good exercise. And of course, this one couple was telling me they do 14 hours on a Sunday morning. Well, good for them. And I said I would say that everybody should be doing that. Walking is amazing. You get to clear your head, leave your music buds out, and just listen to the vibes around you if you can, if you're going through the forest or are you going by the water. Either way, just pay close attention and attach yourself to nature as best as you can. You will have a fantastic walk and a very spiritually full day. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much. What we do here is we raise your level to a higher level of consciousness, pardon me, and we try to wake you up. Why? Because there's so much about our lives that we don't know. We wake up every morning, we fall into this symmetrical pattern, and we go through this routine until we die. In the middle of it, we tell ourselves all the time that, you know, when I get what I want, I will be happy. And that is the lie that we tell ourselves. And when we accomplish this much, all those things, and what they're doing is they're taking you away from the path that you should be on. When you should be having fun is now. There is no time schedule over there on the spiritual side. But over here, of course, we've got that big hunker of a thing hanging on the wall that ticks every minute. We call it clock, and it measures our time. When you're in the spiritual world, that does not exist. They don't have time. And while I'm saying all this, life is eternal. It doesn't end. It continues all the time. We want to wake you up to that reality for you to realize there's a lot more to you than you were told. Of course, we all wonder if we have created our path, we've set out, we made notes, we put them in the Akasha records before we come here. And of course, when we come here, we forget. Yes, we have taken a drink from that forgetful cup. Because as we're learning to be human beings and how to walk around and talk and, you know, practicing your emotions, be it good or bad, and we develop a lot of things, we forget why we were here. And most often we're swayed in other directions. How is that possible? Because you may ask yourself, if I know it all and I planned it all and I'm planning to do it, how did I get distracted? Well, our vibrations are a lot lower in this realm of life, in the spiritual form of the existence, call it on earth, as human beings. And as the vibration gets low, we're easier for us to be swayed or told other stories, and we forget our path. Well, a quick solution would be to figure out what the vibration is and then move towards it, raise yourself to that higher level of consciousness, and accomplish your task. If you miss the boat this time, you're coming back. Do it again. Your choice. You plan to live this life, however it may be, but because of what we must go through to learn to be here, we tend to forget. When you return to your spiritual life, the first thing you will do is check the records to say, did it? Oh God, I forgot, I missed. Okay, let's do it again. Our body, our life now as a human being, it's not as significant to the entirety of our existence, which is forever. The body form is very temporal, and you'll understand a lot of people have lived many, many, many lives. Are they forgetting it, or maybe they just enjoying it that much? All of that is going to tie into what we're going to talk about today, our topic, and it's about suffering, but we're not ready to go there yet. When we move into this space, this body, this life, this earth, everything else, we don't remember why we were supposed to be here, and everybody and their uncle or aunt could show up and guide you in a different direction because we're at low vibration. By the way, music is a key thing of raising you to your higher level of consciousness because it forces you to up tempo, raises your tempo, brings you to a higher level. Music is good for that. So if you love music, play on. Pardon the expression and the pun. So the idea then is to wake up to a new reality, wake up to a new you, wake up to a level where you can find your own purpose. What we're living here is amazing. We're loving life. Sometimes we feel pain, sometimes we don't, but do remember, like I said, your time spent in the body is swift. And before you could snap your finger, you've come and gone. If you're going to measure that time with the length of time, the length of since we've been here, since the earth has been here, you have lived many lives. Yes, you will get the chance to live as the very rich or wealthy. You would have had or maybe have the chance to live as the very poor. We plan these things. We want to experience these things because we're curious beings. We're here for the learning. You will have a chance to live as the master and also a chance to live as the slave. You choose this. It brings us again into the topic of what we're talking about and suffering. When I look at many lives that I've had in the past, yes, I was a daughter to the lady who's now was my wife in this life. I ended a life in a very long lineup waiting for food with my younger sister, who in this life is my assistant, my office assistant. I was thrown into a snake pit, and this is one of the lives. And to this day, I'm not a big fan of snakes. I wonder why. So you have this opportunity to go through and live many different lives. You will live the life of the royalties if that's what you seek, because the energy that carries them carries you. The energy that carries anything is also the God that exists. Every time you hear this show, I say the only God that exists is you. You are connected to it in every way possible. The things that we see in our everyday life, they're not real. You're living a life and you're here for the human experience. The best bet is to try to make yourself happy inside all the time, so you don't get caught up in living in what I call the commercial, where they show you bad things and a solution for it. They show you bad things, there's a solution for it, or a better way to apply it. And this is how we live our lives. We automatically go to the defense and go, oh, what's wrong? How can I fix it? How can I improve it? What's wrong? Well, what if there's nothing wrong? Our interpretation often leads us into believing something is wrong. Again, that ties into our topic today, of suffering. Welcome to the show. Thank you for spending your time with us. You know your God, and if you've been listening to me for a very long time, I hope you understand that you are. You know that you're not really above anyone, nor are you beneath anyone. You know the same amount of life that was given to everybody that's on this planet was the same amount that was given to you. You should know, if you're living in a place where you're not happy with, that was your choice. Raise your vibration. Take 5 minutes of your day, if you can, any day, and try to figure out what message you're sending to your mind, to your brain. What message is the mind sending to the brain? Because the brain is only going to act on what the mind says or orders it to do. If the mind is the owner of the body, you have to assume the brain is the manager, CEO and type head manager kind of thing, no pun intended. So find out what message you're sending to the brain that got you or places you where you are today, if it is not the happiness that you're hoping it to be. Be mindful that just because the grass on the other side of the fence appears to be greener, let's not run over there and claim it, because it does not belong to us. It belongs to that other person who's got greener grass than you through its appearance. But you also have to realize that person also have their own purpose. I had a question that was thrown at me today, is nobody knows your purpose. That was an email. What can I do to find the purpose? Again, we're talking about it. Your destination. What is it that you desire in life? It will lead you to the happiness that you seek. It will raise you to a higher level of consciousness and will expose to you what you're supposed to be doing. Our vibrations are low. This happens. It's happening. But you can raise your own vibration to find out or put you in a path that's going to guide you to where you should be. This is why we say, wake up. If you're praying, we as a society pray for the things that we want, because that's how we were geared, to think we want this and want that and want everything. We should pray and ask whoever you're praying to help you fulfill your destiny. So, yeah, although $1 million or millions of dollars would be cool, but what exactly is your destiny? And if you are asking your guides, your higher consciousness, you're connected to them, your higher self, to put me on the path that I need to be on, you should pray for help to fulfill your destiny. That should be your prayer. And not living the life of repeating a commercial. Something is wrong. Oh, what is it? Let's go fix it. We don't know that it's actually wrong. A lot of what we feel, illnesses, stress, of course, which is, in my opinion, the common denominator among all the illnesses that we will come across in our lives, a lot of it, we bring it on. And it's because, and the body will react, the body will get sick, the body will break down, the body will not want to perform. Because we're not doing to it what was designed for it by you. Imagine you've come to this life to be an awesome figure skater. That's your destination. But you find yourself out there rough and tumble, wanting to play football. Well, your intent is to practice and practice and practice to become an awesome football player. But your purpose was to be something different. I'm not going to label them as right or wrong, good or bad, just something different. Now you're forcing the body to go in a direction that it's not designed to go. You probably won't need big, broad shoulders or bulky muscles or the ability to run into somebody at full speed and survive, especially when that person is equally your size. So we're doing stuff to it that we're not supposed to be doing. The idea behind all of it is to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness and get an exposure to where you're supposed to be going. Many different methods. And of course, we talk about how do the things that makes you happy. Do the things that makes you happy. I was just having a conversation this morning, and this person I was talking to said they've worked in the same place for 40 some odd years, but they never see it as work. How cool is that? I actually have one of those jobs where I've never once seen mine as a job. It was something I did and I enjoyed doing, and I could do it any time of the day. And I was told, if you find something that you truly love and you're doing it, chances are you'll never have to work again another day in your life. Wake up. Just wake up. Come to a reality of understanding that we're only living half our potential. Not even half, 10% of what we're capable of. Our spiritual journey takes us to a path that gives us the benefit of understanding what it's like to be true human. You will start to see everybody is interconnected and act accordingly. You will understand that all that there is love, should be, but we've learned something else. The essence or the beam or the spiritual light or the glow is your state of love. But we've learned something else or been led to something else. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you're only performing at a fraction of what you can perform. You've showed up here. We've all come from the same place. We will die, or the body will, you know, break down, and we will go back. You are greeted. And I wouldn't say it's a celebratory thing. You've done this leg of the run. But importantly, you're with yourself and others like you and your friends, and you're all connected. Like I said earlier, you will live a life as the slave, but you'll also live a life as the master. So I guess in good practice, if you want to be, you know, if you don't want to get the full wrath of being the slave, you might want to be a kind master. At some point in our lives, we all were victims. And at some point in our lives, we've lived as the villain. So it's like playing a role. You know, you be the cowboy that does the shooting, but the next turnaround, you're going to be the Indian, pardon the expression, that receives the arrow or the gun, the bullet. Why? Because we're human beings and we have this ability to create anything we want. This life, I hope you're close to what you were aiming for. Thanks again for coming to the show. You're listening to Barrington. This is what we do. We talk about spirituality and we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. I want to thank all my listeners from all around the world who listens to this program and they're enjoying it. And I've been promising for a very long time that I will do a lot more in the way of putting stuff on YouTube as well as our webpage. And you're always welcome to email us, and the email will be given out to you, and ask questions if you're concerned or how to maybe try to get on your path. This is a choice that you have to make. Now you understand what spirituality is all about, or you're understanding what spirituality is all about, and realize that the life you spend here is a quick visit, much like a vacation or visiting friends. But when you go back, you'll see that all the people that surround you have always been with you. You're connected to every single one, regardless of where they live in the world or where you live in the world. You're still connected. You will never lose that connection, even after you've lost the body. Thank you a lot for listening to the show. Welcome, everybody, all the longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners from anywhere you are in the world. Welcome home. I say home, I need you to understand clearly that home is where the spiritual existence is, and we have to realize that we just step out of it for a brief second to be humans, and then we go back to it, because life does not end, ever. It's eternal. Thank you for being a part of the show. So I keep saying the word suffering, and I just wanted to ask, do you feel as if you're suffering? We often see people in certain situations, and right off the bat, we assume, oh, that looks as if they're suffering. Are they? Are they on the path that they've chosen, and we're just labeling it by us thinking it's not cool or not as good? Are they suffering? So because we label it, and of course we always label it as bad, and of course, let me say this at the same time, if you see somebody who's very successful in life, you can't assume they're doing fantastic, because you don't know what pressures they carry within. How did they get there? You know, are they able to do the dance to enjoy the victory as it appears to be in your eyes? So any situation you see, we tend to label it because that's what we do. Before we came to this body, you made a plan. You made a plan, and it was very exact as what you're supposed to be or doing. What is your purpose? Again, I said it earlier that if you lose or you forget about this plan, of course, you're going to be wandering around. And if you miss your mark, you miss the train, you will have to return, and you will want to return and do it again. For whatever message that you've brought to this world for human beings, it is your obligation to bring it forth. Find out what it is and deliver it. You may have all the cures that we're looking for, or the solution that's going to make us live well or better. So you have this responsibility to deliver your message, even though we have a bad society of trying to shoot the messenger. But regardless, that was your purpose. You did choose it. You wrote all these things down that you hope to accomplish in a record, the Akasha record, and we talk about it all the time. You picked your purpose, and you've planned every step of the way. You wanted to learn how to be human, and the human form of the life is very, very, very minute. Very minute. Let's assume you could measure it, because we have clocks, that you're going to live, 100 years. The human aspect of that for this life that you live in won't even represent a day. Get your mind around that. We get a chance, and I said it earlier, because life is eternal, you do get a chance to live many different lives. Okay, you are going to be the sports guy one time. And you might end up being the jailer the next time, or the prisoner, whichever. But you did choose that. Wherever you sit today, realize this one thing. It's temporal. It is temporal. And if you look at life on the big grand scale that it is, it's a very short time. Like, you know, how bad were our detentions when we were in school? I got a couple. I'm going to say that. Maybe you didn't have any, but they were very horrible at that moment. And you look back at it and go, man, that was cool. I didn't have to go to math, you know, or things like that. I'm not trying to put ideas in your head. I'm simply saying that we take it on as huge and big, much bigger than it actually is. So the time you're spending here in a human's body is very short. And the whole idea is to be happy all the time. Please remember, if you are praying, ask for help to fulfill your destiny, to find your purpose. That's a prayer for you. And you may find that you're not supposed to be a football player at all, or a dentist or something. But society has this amazing ability to put us in a box and says, that's what you're going to be regardless. So we react, we drink, we rebel. And sometimes we get into the position, we just become pure evil, simply because we're not fulfilled or we're not happy with what we're doing. Have we got anything there, sir, in the way of emails.
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. Write to us right now if you have a question, a comment, a thought process. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Corrine says, your walk sounds amazing. I really need to get back into that. Wow, spending time outdoors in beautiful weather sounds quite the amazing life. That's from Corrine. Thank you, Corrine. Sylvester says, I heard you mention this twice on the show today already. I don't know what Akasha or Akasha records are. Can you please embellish a little bit and explain what those things are to us? That's from Sylvester. And Amy says, why are we here? It just seems to be a waste. We come, we eat, we suffer, we're happy, we die. Why are we here? Who brought us here? What is the purpose? That's from Amy. Francis says, so if we live forever, does that honestly mean billions upon billions, if not trillions of years? That seems kind of like far out there. How do we know this? That's from Francis. Eichner writes in, we are a hero, we are a villain. Which one do we have control over? Is it both? Can we say we will not be a villain and only a hero the whole time we're here? That's from Eichner. And back to you, sir.
Thank you, Eichner. Hero or villain? Maybe you're thinking of Robin Hood. In this life, you're going to, because it's interpretive, right? Some people say Robin Hood is a hero because he was doing what he did. And they also say he's a vicious thief. He's a villain. So it's interpretive. But what I meant by the hero or the villain is simply because this life, you might choose to come back as a Gandhi, a Mother Teresa, a John Lewis, you know, those kind of people who's done amazing for the world and helping other people. And you are supporting them, helping them. The next time you could come back as a very bad person. Now, you are the same source that guides them both. Who chooses? You made that choice. You are the same source that guides them both. And if this life you're the villain, I don't want to say any, you know, you're the serial guy that takes people's lives, then you did choose that life. Because we're so insignificant as human beings, we interpret that as, oh my gosh, that's very bad. But you also have to look at the victim, and I don't want to go into that because I know there's way too much pushback for this show today. But the villains are, you choose the path that you want to be on. And it's for the experience, and it's going to tie right into Amy as to why we're here and all these things. But we chose our path. We wanted to be human beings. We want to experience what it's like to be a human being. We want to know what it's like to be a nun or an electrician or a jazz musician. This is the path that we've chosen, or the life that we see, and we want to experience it. But I said earlier that sometimes we come here and we're in a place of low vibration, and we've forgotten what we were supposed to do when we got here. And of course, you also have to realize that if you had come and that's your only mission was to do that before you learn all the things you must learn to be human being, it'd be very confusing for you, because all you would be doing is acting on these things, not developing what the human quality itself would bring about. You choose. Okay, so Francis, how long are we living? You're saying billions and billions of years. Now, the Earth has started over a few times, and we're not doing that because this is not a show about science, but it has. And the life continues. The energy that existed has always been, and you are part of it. You're attached to it. When you speak to somebody, and I've said this in the past, I lived lives many years ago where I was actually a gladiator. you know, back in whenever gladiators were prevalent. So you've gone through many different lives. You know, you don't see a lot of gladiators walking down the main street in your town anymore, simply because that has passed and now they drive a Mercedes-Benz and, you know, have a different kind of weapon. But regardless of how it transpires into today, you're still that same spiritual being. You're still that same person. Will you remember certain things from it? Well, like I said, I was tossed into a snake pit many years ago, and now I'm not a big fan of snakes. So do I remember it? Everything is gathered and collected in your DNA, in your cells. They're there forever. And if you had the proper training and the right way to tap into it, you can remember something that happened when you were 3 years old and you how you reacted to it. You know, everything is being recorded all the time. Have you ever walked into somewhere and you get this smell or this fragrance and all of a sudden it brings you right back to that moment? And that could have been decades ago. Maybe when you're kids and you went to grandma's house and she was baking cookies and you get that smell, or the first cologne you've worn or perfume, it brings you back right away. Your body has that same ability to bring you back to any moment in the life that you live in. How long do we know? And part of Francis's question as well was to say, how do we know these things? Well, there's a lot of information that you could roll up on. And if you were to study meditation and get into a spiritual existence, that answer would reveal itself to you, because you realize we're on a rotating belt like a conveyor belt and life just continues. And it will go on forever, for as long as you want it to. And for as long as there's something that you want to accomplish, you will come to Earth, grab a body, and off you go, or get one. You know, you're connected to that. You're never disconnected from the spiritual existence. It's the energy. Cannot be destroyed. You can't create any more of it. It's just there. It's like being in a canoe going down the river in severe rapid. You hang on to the canoe, you'll get through it. But the entire ride is not about you or the canoe. It's about the journey that you're on. That's why people choose to take that adventure, that journey. For the life of me, I don't understand bungee jumping, but hey, you know what? To each his own, and it is what it is. So how long? That's your choice. Who knows these things? If you tap into your own spiritual abilities and to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, bring yourself up to level 7 of the vibration scale, you're now higher in your consciousness, and all these things will reveal itself to you, because it is there. It's truth. I'm saying you're in this room and everything you own is in that same very big room. Well, you're not going to see it until you've turned on the light. And then there's my toy when I was like 9 years old. There's my best friend from junior high. And there's that pet we used to, and you'll see it. It's all there. So we keep records and we keep track of everything. Sylvester, you wanted to ask about the Akasha records. Oh, it's like the spiritual library that exists. Is it written down in Hebrew or English? Or no, it is just the instructions in which that you've placed there. And it's a records. It's a book of records. Like City Hall has a record of everything that happened in the city, and you could trace it. So your records are always there. There are people in human form that could get there and read to them. At some point in my life, I was able to see the book at least. But, you know, of course, you go up and down and things happen, sways you in different direction and you lose focus. But the Akasha records are there, and it keeps a track of everything that's been done. You're only able to read your own, but you may know your friends. On the other side, you will only read your own, because again, only you will know your purpose. Once you get back, that's the first thing you're going to do. You're going to go check it out. Did I hit the mark? You know, did I become that football player? Or you know, did I write that down? Yeah, because we tend to forget a lot of it. But the record-keeping scribes or record-keeping place, or the library, if you want to call it that, because we could all relate to that, is where your human history has been documented by you. Life is eternal. Life is forever. There is no going up there There's no going down there. You're just there. If somebody's trying to convince you otherwise, it'd be a really hard task for them to prove it. But if they convince you to believe it, you'll internalize that belief and you will act accordingly. See everything from a spiritual side. See all of life and everything that exists and everybody you meet, including the animals and the fish and the birds and the bees. They are still floating within that same energy as you, your pet, your neighbor's pet, or the neighbor that you might not even like. You're still connected to the same source. You're on a journey. You're here to experience it. And a little bit more on Amy's question as to why are we here? You're here for the experience of being here. It's not a waste of time. Every single body, every single soul impacts the entire existence, the universe. When you come in, there's an impact. When you go out, there's an impact, as little as it may be. And of course, you have to get used to the idea that you're all like a sand on a beach kind of thing. And I'm talking the big beach. But you're here. You choose to be here. You may not be loving it because other people are kind of judge you, and you may see it as wrong. You might not be in the field that you're supposed to be in, so you're not enjoying it. Ask for guidance to fulfill your destiny. Thank you very much, Corona, for the walk. I do it every as often as I can. I try to put in approximately 14 hours a week, and that's two on the weekdays and two per day on the weekdays and on the four. It's amazing. You get up, you're waking up, because the first thing I do is I roll out of bed. I now drive about 10 minutes down the road and go for this 3-hour walk. And you're by the river, you're in the forest, you're climbing the hills, and you know, you're waking up, and then you get that sense of energy for the whole day. Don't forget, you are connected to those trees. And I'm not suggesting you go out there and hug one and stay attached to it forever. I'm simply saying that it's just a living entity, just as you are. And as you're experiencing this, you are waking up the body, you're connecting at some level back to a higher level of consciousness. And the trees don't bother you. They'll never tell you that your suit don't fit, or, you know, those shoes don't go with the hat. They don't care. They're just being trees. And that's what we should be doing. But, you know, we're very judgmental. We label things as suffering. Why do we do that? We don't know, because it looks bad. And every time we see these poor kids in some foreign country having a bad time, and they look as if they hasn't been fed or cleaned or for, you know, of course our heart goes out to it because we're still in the human body. But we have to also realize that we were there. We did that walk. We're doing another walk right now. We're on this side of the fence looking over there going, oh, those poor people. You will experience. You have the opportunity to seek out what you want. And you have the ability to plan it. The unfortunate thing is, like I said, when we get here, we lose track of where we're supposed to be. And there's a lot of influences out there now that's pulling us in a direction where we have no business going. If you're constantly confusing your emotion inside, you're confusing yourself, you're wrestling with the body. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like I said, if you're building these big muscles to become the football player and you're not supposed to be doing that, you should be working on something else. The body's saying, what's going on here? And that in itself can shorten your life because you're forever stressed. The person that's around you that's annoying the heck out of you, well, that could be his job or her job. But it doesn't have to take your life. He's doing, or she is doing, or they're doing what they do. They had chosen their own path, much like we choose our own path. Pray for guidance to help you find your destiny. You're living a spiritual life. Post that somewhere. And if you are a praying person, you meditate, you pray, however you do it, you want help in finding your destiny. Wake up. Know that there's way more about you than you're giving yourself credit for. If we see a man who is our person who has spent their entire life in prison or getting in trouble with the law and all these things, can't you just assume he likes it? And he keeps doing it, or she, they keep doing it. And you can't assume they're insane, but this is what we go for all the time. We just assume that they're insane, or they're crazy, or they're bad. We do all these things because we are labeling them in comparison and comparing them to ourselves. Well, that's not what it's about. You may not like the lifestyle, but it's not your choice. You may not like the decisions that they make, but it has nothing to do with you. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. You don't really care what they're thinking. You're here to do you. Wake up. Wake up. You have your ideas of how your life should be, be it right or wrong. But we have zero ability to be judging others. We're doing wrong. You won't always agree with some of the things that you see others do. It's not your call. And I don't know that the vigilante law works on the other side. Actually, I don't even think there's laws. I think everybody just knows what to do. To step out of your way, to knowingly cause harm to another person, you're definitely doing wrong. But here's the thing. If you are the victim now, if you're the villain now, you're going to get an opportunity to become the victim. Wake up. What we are is directly a result of what we are thinking. We have brought this on based on the information that we send to the brain, who governs the body. You'd be making a lot better or different. Sounds judgmental if I say better. You'll be making a lot of different decisions if you were at a higher level of consciousness. You'd be less critical of yourself or others. You will learn to appreciate mankind. You are a part of it. The person that you're not a big fan of was a relative of yours at some point. In this life, I was a daughter to this woman who's now was in my life. In another life, I was her daughter. And my assistant was my younger sister. Twice. We were in a long lineup at some point waiting for food. Her and I, and she was younger than I. And we're waiting in a very long line for food. And that's where the life ended. Interestingly enough, we were both black kids. And in this life, she's from Poland and she's very white. So you get a chance at that. Be kind and be careful of how you treat the people who are around you. I don't know if that would be your purpose, but you will get a chance to experience the different kinds of life, race, gender, position, employee, bosses. There's another life I don't talk much about. I was shot in the back. Apparently we were trying to run away from a jailer, and I lost my life that day by getting a bullet in the back. Anyhow, that's not what we're talking about today. The whole thing about it is the fact that the life that we're living right now may look bad, and we may assume it's bad. I wanted to focus on what is suffering. If you take out your personal involvement in suffering and explain it, you'll understand that you perceive this act as suffering because you have compared it to your life or other people around you, their lives. But how do you truly know that it's suffering other than labeling it? Remember, we're not to judge. It's not what we do, not what we're supposed to do. My bad. We do judge. Do we have anything else?
We have a couple of emails here. And let's see. Miguel wrote in, I cannot get my head around that I am a god. I just cannot conceive that. I'm thinking a god is someone very powerful who can do miracles, etc. And that's from Miguel. Thank you, sir. Let's see here. Robbie said, if we made our plan and we made our purpose while we are here on Earth, why do a lot of people suffer? Who makes a plan and a purpose to suffer? That's from Robbie. Vic says here, if I am praying for help, you say we are our own God. Am I praying to myself? Why would I need to pray if I'm praying for help? Wouldn't I just have all the help I need normally? That's from Vic. Some deep questions here today, Barrington.
Yep.
Bonnie says, I don't quite understand what you mean by a snake pit that you were in. Can you please explain? That's from Bonnie. Esther says, who keeps these Akasha records? I know you said a spirit or a library or whomever, but who actually does? Is there someone else that keeps our personal records? That's from Esther. And lastly, Greg says, Barrington, that is a very creepy story about your sister and the food, and she's white and black and white. Man, is that creepy. That's from Greg. And back to you.
Greg, it is creepy, but there's a lot of unexplained things that happens in our existence. And, you know, at this life, you're living as this person. And Greg, I think you're a man. And the other life, you could have been someone else. You could be a female, maybe. And we don't have control over the body because the body is so insignificant. It's kind of like putting on a jacket. You open your closet and you say, oh, you know, it's raining. Let me get the raincoat. Or it's freezing. Let me get the bomber jacket, or it's a nice, beautiful spring day. Let me just get a light jacket. We choose what we put on. Choosing the body is pretty much the same thing, right? You know, if you're going to come here to become, let's just say in recent years, the president of the United States of America, you might want to come as a white male, you know, because it'll work out for you better. Well, it would have been absolutely true until Barack Obama, but we're not doing politics. We're simply talking about we choose the path that we want to take. And of course, if you are going to come sure to Earth to become a football player, you'll probably come with big, stocky, bulky, and you know, athletic abilities. And, you know, you have to play the role. So you pick that team that you want to be on, no pun intended. We choose all of that. And this is just how life is. But you do get to play all the different roles that exist out there. Who keeps our Akasha record? Esther's asking that question. Well, It is, see, on the other side of this existence, you know, there is not a jail guard, there's not a librarian, everything is just written. Everything is just there. Everything is kind of like, you know, you go to a buffet meal and all the food you could imagine is just there somewhere. You know, somebody had to cook it. Well, you did. In this case, you made the writings about the records. So it's there, it's available. Your records would be identifiable by you, but there is not a guard there making sure no one's that changing it or erasing it or change. No, it's just how our history is being recorded, and it's there. It's called the Akasha Records, and yes, people from this side could definitely get to it and read from it. And I've heard it myself, and at some point in my great moments of meditation, I was able to see a look of this great book. Now, what you think of here, when you're on the spiritual side, for example, let's take this hypothetical of you being, you know, a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, you could will him when you get there and he'll come and explain, but you can also get Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Hitler, all these people to come into your presence, and they will, because they're spiritual being, they're not the villain, they're not bad, they're just there. And you will be able to identify yourself with them based on the life that you're living here. The Akashic records are just there. I don't know that anybody's guarding them. And nobody wants to steal it anyway, because that doesn't exist on the other side. Bonnie was asking a question. Now, this is very familiar to me. What happened to the snake pit? Quite interesting. My life ended when I was thrown into a snake pit. So I assume, a snake bit me and I died from a result of that. That's how I remember it, just being a part of the snake pit and somebody threw me in for whatever reason. Remember, we weren't always as civil as we are today, and that sounds very cruel, but I don't know who it is. It might have been my father from the other life, or, you know, the ex-wife from this life. I don't know, but that's how it ended. You wanted to ask about it, Mary. Bonnie, and you needed to know how that happened, and that's how that happened. You're praying for, are you praying to yourself? Yes, you are. The question is asked, who am I praying to? If I'm asking for help to assist me in accomplishing my task in life, you are praying to yourself. You're praying to a higher level of consciousness, a more learned side of you. We have forgotten a lot. They're the big teachers. They're like our parents. We're asking them, hey, it's raining. Pass me a raincoat. You know, I'm hungry. Pass me some food. Because they're at a higher level of consciousness to where it's super consciousness, where they're awake and alert. And you are, in fact, praying to yourself. That's why you're telling yourself. You take that piece of paper or take a sticky and ask for fulfillment of your destiny, and the answers will come. Put it there where you see it every day and remember to take a look at it. The mind will instruct the bodies how to deal with it. You will get your answer. This is why we talk about spirituality so much. You're not coming to this by faith. When you knock on the door, somebody will open. When you step in there, the light will turn on. The Akasha records, the spiritual existence, the spiritual life, everything is there. You're not doing this by faith. And, oh, I believe it. You know, I believe there was this short little guy dressed in a red suit with horns and a pointy tail and a pitchfork. I think he lives in hell. But we believe that. And a lot of us internalize that as absolute truth. I assure you, there's no such place. You may not want to believe it because you've been told something else. But if there is, wow, sounds like it's going to be a wicked party. I'm just saying. Robbie, internalizing and suffering, it's all interpretation. And we can't assume another person is suffering. And no, you didn't choose this life of suffering. Because first of all, we haven't defined what suffering is. And is it suffering? Or do we just say, you look like, you know, I'm having a massive steak for dinner. I won't, but if I was, you know, I could think the guy over there who's not having that same steak for dinner, or I have $100 in my pocket. I don't have $100 in my pocket, but the guy over there who has $100 in his pocket may look at me and think I'm suffering, but what if I have no need for it? It's all interpretive. The suffering, that we go through in life. First of all, we ordered it in, but another person will see it and think, oh, that poor person, we should go help them. Well, help yourself by understanding who you are. Just because we're trying to get somebody to come on our side, it might be just a practice of our own ego. It's a practice of our own ego because we want them to live the life that we want them to live, as opposed to the one that they're actually living. It's really hard to determine what is the suffering. Who's the victim and who's the villain, or who's the volunteer? We choose our lives. We want to live this life. McGill, you're having a hard time wrapping your head around the idea that you're God because you feel that God is powerful and God is great and God could do all these miracles and everything. Well, that's you, man. You just haven't really tapped into your full potential. Can you fly? Please don't try it. And I don't think you can, because the human body isn't designed to fly. Come back as a bird. You'll see how easy flying is. But you won't be able to, because you're human beings and we're here now. We're not going to become a horse next life. That is also a huge myth. Or a cow. Or God forbid, a snake. Anyway, so yeah, you do have that great potential. You do have that great power. We're only using a fraction of our brain, and the rest of it is just there. We haven't figured it out yet. You are God. You are connected to God. You are a part of it all. Imagine the entire world, just everybody ties a string on their finger and pass it to the next person, and they tie the string on their finger, and you do that 7.6 billion times, you will see the connection. Scientists are now trying to show the physical connection between the spiritual existence and the spiritual world. It's always been there. The guy that's halfway across the world is tied to you, yes. Or the person that's in your house that you can't stand, or across the street that you have no tolerance for, or the one that you're truly in love with down the lane. Yes, you're tied to them as well. We've all come, we've been cut from the same cloth. And where you live in the world will determine what you look like in the physical sense. But you are connected to everything. Yeah, you are the God that exists. Higher level of consciousness. Learn to raise yourself to that vibration to bring you there. All of what I'm saying, you could prove it for yourself. Because I'm telling you, walk this journey, open that door, bam, there's that room with everything that you've ever had, all the people that you've ever met, all the foods or the memories or the experiences, they're there. And yes, you can source it and find it. I hope I answered all your questions. I hope you're satisfied with the answers. You can always email me at Barrington Awaken. 1308, awaken1308@gmail.com. Oh my God, I forgot my own thing. awaken1308@gmail.com. I get great questions from you guys. I do try my best to answer them all. Check out our website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's where you'll find us. And there's a book out there you could get from Amazon. It just gives you a sort of a step towards getting into the groove of finding your true self. Wake Up, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. Check it out. You could find it on Amazon. I appreciate you spending some time with me today and listening to what we're talking about. I hope you all understand that we're on a quest together. We're all connected. You listening to me, you're connected to me. We're all connected. When we're doing this show, everybody is in the same zone, like in this big dome of life, and we all live the same way. You may eat this and I eat that, but we're still doing the same thing on the same journey, following the same rules of spirituality. We're connected to the same great wave. Wake up and understand that. I appreciate you taking some time to be with us today. It was a wonderful time. We're going to meet again next week. It's the end of our show. It is now 1 minute to go. And I want to remind you, be a kind person to yourself. Be a good person to yourself. Do unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. And nothing more. Help the man within you, the person who's within you. Your spiritual guide is reaching out to connect to a higher self. Allow it to happen. If you fall in a position where you think you're stuck, Remember, you are God. You need to act accordingly. Thank you for your time and have a very pleasant week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.